comes out there are two separate questions over here. In terms of the, in terms of what Chazal would do, or what Mori Haroah would tolerate, right? It comes out that first question is, would they institute or would they institute Kriya Shema and Birkos Seah with Tefillah if it's not a complete Kiyum? Right. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam seems to be against. Seems to hold that if it wasn't, they would never do Kriya Shema and Birkos Seah if it wasn't that they held the Zman. And but if you hold the other way, then the question is, when they're instituting a niyug because of one mitzvah, do they also have an obligation to be mindful of its impact, of its possible impact on another mitzvah? So in terms of tefillah, they held this is the optimal way. This is what we need. Do they also have an obligation to temper that because of its possible impact on something else? Right, or they say, no, this is what we see tefillah needs, and this is what we're going to do for tefillah. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to hold that's the way they did it. That seems to be the second question from the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim were bothered that how could they institute something for tefillah without if it has an impact on Kriya Shema. And Rabbeinu Yonah held that in terms of tefillah, there was a need, and now for Kriya Shema, you're on your own. They left you on your own for Kriya Shema. Okay, just something to think about. Okay, anyway. Let's get back to the minhag. So now he's working out, what do you do? Basically, the minhag was to daven Maariv early. Right? Because of whatever reason, he doesn't really go into it. But now, practically speaking, you're left without a kiyum Kriya Shema. So what do you do? Correct? Good. So kach hu inyan. Do we start? Okay. So he says, this is what you're supposed to do. You go to shul, and you read Kriya Shema with the brachos, and you daven, right? But don't have in mind to be Yotze Yehovah's Kriya Shema with that Kriya. The only reason you're saying that Kriya now, at that time, is for Tefillah. It's for Tefillah, as an introduction to Tefillah. But he says, you're also Yotze, what? The Kriyas HaBrachos. Because as we said originally, he has an idea of Brachos being a separate Chiyuv. And when you come home, this is the Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, that there's a lechat chila that you must say Kriya Shema before you eat. So before you eat, after Teis HaKochavim, before you eat, you read Kriya Shema now, b'kavona salev, b'mora, like he said before. Has to be Kabbalas Olmoch Hashemayim B'mora. So now you have to read it B'mora B'kavonas Alev. Okay, go ahead. But if you only want to read two parshios, that's enough. That's enough. Why? Even though the Yerushalmi says, so even though it's Masha from the Yerushalmi that the optimal way to do Parshas Tzitzis, the optimal way to be Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, is with the Kriyas Shema of Chova, right? That what? Or the the optimal way, I should say, is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim with the parshios of Kriya Shema Shel Chova. So it's interesting. So he's saying it would be a kiyum, he's saying, to repeat the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not necessary because you really already yotze the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you see here again that he has this idea that other things could be a kiyum, right, in the mitzvah Kriya Shema itself. Because he's not talking about the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim here, right? No, in terms of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, he already yotze. What do you say? That which one is it going on? Yetzias Mitzrayim or Kriya Shema? I mean, it's hard to say that if you already yotze, you can read it again and get the set for kiyum. Right? Is he talking about? When he says you should do it, when he says you should read all three parshios, what is that for? Is it for the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Shalei Musa, or is it for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema B'Shalei Musa? You don't have to read. I mean, what is the whole thing? Vimlo Yirtza Likros El Hashtei Parshios Vat Sagile Bahachi. It's strange. What do you mean? It's enough. Even though the Yerushalmi says that what? That you should say the third parsha when you're korei Osa Lechova. Now, Osa Lechova is definitely talking about Kriya Shema. Right? So Yerushalmi's mashma that when you're korei Kriya Shema Lechova, that's when you should say Yetzias, the third parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because they're independent. They're independent. The reason why I read the third parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim is because it's nothing to do with Kriya Shema. I mean, basically, it's nothing to do with Kriya Shema. It's because of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's because of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you need the Rishami to tell you that they should go together. Because the two separate mitzvahs, why would you think they go together? Well, the Yerushalmi is telling you they do go together. Right? But the question is like this. If you're already yotze your mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then what's the purpose in reading it all again? Right? Well, he's just talking about the parsha, the third parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The parsha of Tzitzis.
That's God's role.
He's talking, he's saying you already yotze all the brachas anyway.
But the bracha is Yetzias
Mitzrayim. No, he's not talking about brachas. I mean, why does he say Yetzias Mitzrayim bib brachos?
Yeah.
I mean, why does he mention brachos? He read the parsha. That's a good question. Why does it say Kevin Shizki Yetzias Mitzrayim Bib Brachos? What do you mean Bib Brachos? You read it. You read the parsha itself. I mean, unless he's saying that that in terms of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you said it optimally already, right? You said it in its optimal way. Now, as a question, right? Now, in terms of the mitzvah, even just the third parsha alone, you'd be yotze. That's his point later on. So now there's a question: though, if you yotze already, is there any reason to go back and repeat it with Kriya Shema? Right?
No.
What's the taich over here? What does he mean? What do these words mean? Come on, I need some smart guys here. Hold on, I'll tell you which words. Not that smart. Avalachi, Filachi, Kevan Shehizkir, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bibrachos. Okay. So what is that referring to? What is his kiyur yitzias Mitzrayim bebrachas referring to? Is that referring to the text of the bracha that mentions yitzias Mitzrayim? Right? Amakeh bevaso kol b'chorei Mitzrayim vayotzeis amo Yisrael mitochem b'chiras olam amaver bonav ben gizrei yamsof. Right? That part? Is it talking about that part? Or is it talking about the parsha of Niyashem v'keichem v'sher otzeis yischem mir Mitzrayim? And then it means, but then it would mean next to the bracha of emunah. Okay, that sounds crazy, right? BMAC thinks that sounds crazy. Hold on. Now, and then you also got to explain the next words. Bisha'a shekore osa the Beis HaKnesses. What's kore osa? The brachos? The Kriyashma. So he's saying like this. He's saying, even though the Yerushalmi says that you should say Kriyashma, you should say Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Kriyashma Shalchova, right? It's enough that you mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim in the bracha, which you read at the time that you said at the time you said Kriyashma Shul. What is that? Is that what you're saying, BMAC? In other words, theoretically, what is he saying? Theoretically, according to this rendition, he's saying theoretically the Yerushalmi is saying that the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim should be read together with the parshios of Kriyashma Shalchova. Okay, but it's enough if we can throw the whole thing onto the brachos, onto the scheme of brachos. This whole idea of a connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Parshios can also exist in a certain way as within the brachos themselves. In other words, the Yerushalmi says you should say Yitzias Mitzrayim when you read Kriyashma Lechova, but it's enough if you mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim in the brachos that you read with Kriyashma. Meaning to say, why? Because he's going to develop it. That the brachos are chovos. The brachos are chova. In other words, even though Yerushalmi says, even though Yerushalmi is mashma, you should say Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Kriyashma Shachova, it's enough that the Yitzias Mitzrayim you mentioned is part of the brachos of chova. In other words, Yitzias Mitzrayim must be part of another, must be read Bitoras Chova. Like Adam was saying, that it has to be read in a certain context of not just mentioning something. But he's saying optimally it should be read with the Chova of Kriyashma itself. But it's enough if it's read with the brachos shel chiyuva. I'm just thinking this through. What do you guys say over here? Just pshat. I mean, you're just working on pshat, really. Right. No, so he's saying it's in two ways. If you're going to be yotzei kriyashma, if you're going to be yotzei the Yerushalmi, he's telling you when you yotzei the ikur mitzvah of yitzias Mitzrayim in the parsha, then that parsha should be read with the other parshas of Kriyashma. Is that what you're saying, Michael? Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be yotzei, but you can also be yotzei through the bracha, and in that case, it's enough that the brachos are part of the chiyuv of brachos of Kriyashma. Strange move, though. How you yotzei? In this way, we're trying to work it out. That he's saying you could be yotzei But still, why does he say? Still, the only thing that still bothers me is why is he implying in the beginning that it would be the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa to repeat the third parasha? Does seem to imply that. I mean, it's mashma from the whole Rabbeinu Yonah that where are you yotzei? When are you really yotzei the bracha? It's mashma from him that you're not yotzei the zechiras you see from in the parasha.
How
is that possible?
If you never read the parasha, you just
heard. Well, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. That's what the Gemara says. Kora sofik kor shma sofik lo kora ein echozer. Sofik kor emes v'muna sofik lo kora echozer. Because emes v'muna has a kriyash, has a zichir sis prime. So you have to go back for sis prime. You have to go back for kriyashma. That was the shita that held you that kriyashma was not the raisa. But everybody agrees the sis prime is zichir sis prime is the raisa. And that's enough. And in it doesn't sound like you're doing anything different in shul. Sounds like you're doing all three parshas in shul. I don't know. Let's think this over a little bit. Hold on. All right, you want to hear my shot? Mitnick? All right, let's say it like this. Maybe it means like this. What's the underlying idea of the Yerushalmi? Let's understand that. What's the underlying concept of the Yerushalmi? That what? That when you sing Kriya Shema Lechova, B'Shash Shekori Kriya Shema Lechova, the parshas of Kriya Shema, the first two parshios, that is the time Saruch Lomar Parsha Shlishis Yeshua Yisrael at that time. Why? So what is that idea? The two separate mitzvos, Yisrael and Kriya Shema. Alright. Yeah. The Rav has a whole shiur on this topic of Kriya Shema and Yisrael. I think that's the first one in the Sefer, because the Ram doesn't count Yisrael as a separate mitzvah. Right. So I think he wants to say over there, it's part of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim. But anyway, we don't need to go into that lumbus over here. So what's the idea? Just the basic definition here. Is that what? That the Yerushalmi is saying, that they require, Midrabanan, they require a tziruf between Yitzias Mitzrayim, and between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriya Shema. Hold on. Now, as Midrabanan, the mitzvah of being Maski Yitzias Mitzrayim shouldn't be independent of Kriya Shema. So they require that it should be done with the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay? It shouldn't be done on its own. It should be done with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema serving as a basis of it. Okay? It has a lot to do with what the Rav was saying, that it's there's a development of a Kabbalah Soma Hashemayim that leads you through mitzvah and gula. Okay, fine. But what's the point? What's the main point over here? The main point of the Yerushalmi is that they require the Amira of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to be part of the Kriyas Shema. Okay? Part of the Kriya Shema. So when you're fulfilling the obligation of Kriya Shema itself, that's the time to do Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you would do Yitzias Mitzrayim on its own, that's not proper. They would require you to do it again. They would require you would have to do it again. If you say Kriya Shema on its own, just stop. Then Bishah, when you're repeating Kriya Shema, when you're saying the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, According to the Rabbanan, you'd have to do it again, because there has to be an expression that the Yetziyah, that the Zechiras, Yetziyas Mitzrayim, is part of or dependent on the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Okay? So what is the, so what is Rabbeinu Yonah saying over here? He's saying that what are you doing in shul? What are we doing in shul? We're saying Kriya Shema and the brachos in order to be kidei lama betfila mitoch divrei Torah. Correct? So we're really not being yotzit Kriya Shema at that point. We're not being yotzit Kriya Shema at that point. So how could it be comparable to the idea of the Yerushalmi? The idea of the Yerushalmi is exactly that when you're yotzit Kriya Shema, that's when you should say Yitzias Pshrayim. So how could you accomplish that? How could you accomplish that at the time when you're not being Yotzei Kriyas Shema? Right? So I think it's a little bit out there, but this is what I give you a possibility. That he's saying the ikkar of the Yerushalmi is that there should be a tziruf to between Kriyas Shema and Yitzias Pshrayim. Okay? Now, if you just stop reading Parshios of Kriyas Shema, so they don't have any. If it's not the Zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim, if it's not the Zman of Kriyas Shema, so then it's just Stam Parshios. It's just Kriyas Parshios Ba'alma. It's not part of the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Saying, but over here, when you're doing it early, in this setup, what is this whole setup? What's the whole setup over here? The whole setup is that you want to be omed b'tefillah mitoch divrei Torah, right? And there is a chova of brachos, correct? But what are the brachos dependent on? What are the brachos dependent on? For this whole situation of kedei lamod b'tefillah mitoch divrei Torah, and to have the kiyum mitzvaso of the brachos, what must you do also? Parshas of Kriyas Shema. So in the setup of the brachos of kedei lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah, the parshios of Kriyas Shema are the centerpiece. And in this whole tzura of brachos, the brachos are toloi on the parshios of Kriyas Shema. So he says, that's the ikar of the Yerushalmi. The ikar of the Yerushalmi is that the mitzvahs, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, should be mitzuraf to the ideas of Kriyas Shema. The other thing is, if it's just reshus when you're reading the parashas of Kriyas Shema, there's no tziruf. That's just your own juxtaposition. But if it's in a seder of Asiyas HaMitzvah, then you can be mitzarev them. But, he says, you could also be mitzarev them before the Zman mitzvah, if the whole tzura of what you're doing is totally on the parshas themselves. But that's only the zechira in the brachos. You understand? The zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim in the brachos, as part of the brachos of Kriyas Shema, is totally on. That's where the tziruf is. The tziruf between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Parshios and the ideas of Kriyas Shema is brought out in the brachos when you're doing it Shlo Bizmana. When you're doing it Bizmana, it's in the Parshios themselves, because they all have the character of mitzvah, and you're being misader, you're asiyas haMitzvah. But when it's not the Zman of Kriyas Shema, the tziruf is because the bracha is a continuation from the Parshios. That's the way the bracha is set up. The bracha is set up as MS. You end the last parsha with MS, and then you start off Hashem Elokecham MS V'Emunah Kol Zos. Right? It's a that's in the tzura of being mekayim the brachos of Kriyas Shema, because he says you're yotzi the brachos of Kriyas Shema. It's totally on having Kriyas Shema be'emtza. So in that scenario, the zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the bracha is going to have implicit with it the tziruf to the ideas of Kriyas Shema, even though you're not being yotzei Kriya Shema at that point. Because it's not a din. It's not a, that's his chiddush. It's not a din in the Yerushalmi that you need to be yotzei the two mitzvahs together. Right? Because if the din in the Yerushalmi was you should be yotzei Yitzias Mitzrayim when you're yotzei Kriya Shema, then you could never accomplish this. But he's saying the real idea of the Yerushalmi is that the ideas of Kriya Shema should serve as the platform to, in your asiya, you should be mesader your asiya of Yitzias Mitzrayim upon an asiya of Kriya Shema. But when it's in the Zman of Chova, but that's going to be if there are equal entities of Chova, so you have to say the parshas of Kriya Shema before the parsha of Tzitzis, right? And if you already were Yotzei Kriya Shema without saying it's Yisrael, you wouldn't be able to do it because one would just be a Stam Rishas and one would be a Mitzvah. It wouldn't be any Tzirif. But over here he's saying, even though you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah's Kriya Shema, since it's part of Brachos and the Brachos are Niskan with this Tzura of Kriya Shema in the middle, then the Indian of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Brachos is Mitzurah automatically to the ideas of Kriya Shema. Even though you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah's Kriya Shema, it still is built upon, in this whole scheme of Brachos, it's built upon the ideas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Kriya Shema. So that's there's an equation. There's an equation. If you're just dealing with parshios, then it would have to be bismana. But since it's not the parshios, since it's the brachos, and the brachos are ordered on the Kriya Shema, then in the brachos is a tziruf. But my point is like this. I'm sorry, I didn't bring out the final point. The final point is like this. That in this setup, the parshios do not relate to each other in an idea of Seder, in an idea of Seder. In other words, the question, let's get back to the original question. In other words, since you're reading the Parshios as Stam Rishus, then the first two Parshios of Kriya Shema are not considered a backdrop of the third Parsha. It's really that all three together are the backdrop of the Brachos.
How does that qualify?
What do you mean?
The Yerushalmi demanded that there be a tzirif between...
Oh, so now the bracha is mitzuraf to the three parshios. The brachos are mitzuraf to the three parshios. So that's why he's saying you're going to get your kiyum in the fact that the bracha is mitzuraf to the parshios. You're not going to get your kiyum in the third parsha. Because in the third parsha, that parsha is not... You can't say that the third parsha is a seder kriyas parshios of Kriya Shema. It's not. All three parshios are just being read Kedei Lama B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah, and there's a tzura of the brachos that come to supplement the parshios Be'emtza. So in that setup, the only dependency that you can make is the brachos to the parshios. You can't say that the parshios themselves, one is going to be mashlim, is going to fulfill the other. Because when you're reading parshios themselves, you can say, "There's a seder of us. I have two mitzvos, and now I'm going to be mesader the mitzvos together." So that's where the tzirif is going to be in the asiyas hamitzvah. It has to be a tzirif in asiyas hamitzvah. That's what he's trying to say. It can't just be I throw two things together. It has to be a tzirif in asiyas hamitzvah. So if you have two mitzvos, then you can be mesader them. But when you're reading the parashas early, you don't have two mitzvos. So therefore, the only tzirif is going to be the mitzvah of the brachos that uses the parashios as part of its tikkunah. In that sense, the brachos are mesuder on the parashios. But you can't say one parasha is mesuder on the other parasha, because they're not reading them, but Torah's chol. But you can say the brachos require a seder. The brachos require a seder of parshas be'emtza. But then you're going to have to say that the kiyum of tziruf occurs in the bracha vis-a-vis the parshas be'emtza, not in the third parsha vis-a-vis the prior two parshas. No, it's what he's saying when he's saying it's sagi this way. He means to say that there was no takana of Kriya Shema. There was no takana that when you carry Kriya Shema, you must say the third parasha. Saying the Yerushalmi is saying that when you say Yitzias Mitzrayim, part of its kiyum is a kiyum of. Part of its kiyum is a kiyum of a kabbalah of the parashas of Kriya Shema. So he's saying you can have that in one of two ways. Ideally, normally it's going to be if you have the mitzvahs Kriya Shema and the mitzvahs Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then you're misada those two chiyuvei kriya, and then by being misada them that way, then you mitzaref the kriyas Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim to a kiyum of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim. Right. Let's say that way in terms of a kiyum of Kabbalah. But over here you don't have that. Over here you don't have that because the Kriya Shema is really not a mitzvah now, right? But he's saying in terms of the Birkos Kriya Shema, they are mesukan on an entity of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim. In terms of brachos, the mesukan, not independently, but the mesukan and brachos as on a kiyum of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim for the brachos, for the sake of the brachos. So then, in terms of the yezechiras yitzias mitzrayim in the brachos, is mitzuraf to the kiyum of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim, and that's all the Yerushalmi really demanded. The Yerushalmi restructured the formulation of Kriya Shema to say Kriya Shema includes yitzias mitzrayim. Then you wouldn't be. Then you'd have to repeat Kriya Shema later. But the Yerushalmi just made a din. The Yerushalmi said that there's a din that the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim should be part of a Kabbalah of a Kiyum of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim of Kriya Shema. So when it's the Shas, when it's Zmana, so you have that in the Parshios, because the Kriya Shema of the Parsha is a Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim, the Zman Chiyuva, and that's when you should conclude with the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But he's saying you also have that in Shul, because the brachos are mesudar in terms of their own existence on a seder of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim of the Parashas Be'emtza. But not Parsha the Parsha. Parsha the Parsha, you don't have that. Because the third Parsha is not here as a completion of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim. But in the bracha you have it. Saying in the Tikkun Bracha, even the Tikkun Bracha before the Zman can create the Tziruf of the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim to a Kiyum of Kabbalah Salma Choshemayim.
Why do you say that the Bracha is good?
No, what I'm saying is that the Tziruf is Ma'akev, not Midraisa, but Midraban. The Yisham is requiring that there's a Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Mitzuraf to a Kiyum Kriya Shema. But without the Zman Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, you only have it in the Kiyum of Kriya Shema B'Birkosel. The Kiyum of Kriya Shema B'Torah's Brachos. But in that regard, all the Brachos relate to the Parshios Be'emtza as part of their, as a vehicle of their Kiyum. So then, when you say the brachos with the Kriya Shema as a vehicle of their kiyum, then there's a tziruf between the content of the brachos and the Kriya Shema. So since the content of one of the brachos is Yitzias Mitzrayim, in that setup, there's in the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the brachos, it's mitzuraf to the parshas of Kriya Shema. But just stamp parshas to parshas is no tziruf if it's not Zman Chiyuva. Alright, so let's just go over quickly what we were saying yesterday. So, I mean, the importance of what we're doing yesterday is I want you to understand how we're trying to solve the problem. You know, the approach we're taking to solve the problem. You have to also differentiate between the basic approach to solving the problem and the particulars that we're mentioning. the particulars are not as important as the basic approach. And sometimes I prefer not to give a particular, because you can be more sure about the basic approach than about the particular. The only reason I do it sometimes is I feel that sometimes when you give the general approach, people need something more concrete to latch onto, or they need to see an expression of why it makes sense to have this type of an approach. But it's somewhat more illustrative. It's not as definitive. Okay, in other words, for instance, it could have to do with Kabbalah Somo Hashemayim. But I'm not as sure about that. Okay, so what's the general approach? General approach is like this. The problem is that Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that when you yotze all the brachos and shul, but you're not yotze Kriya Shema and shul, right? So then he tells you, when you come home, what do you need to do? So you need to read Kriya Shema again, correct? And this Kriya Shema is a Kriya Shema Shechova, right? So now you're reading Kriya Shema Shel Chova. But he says you don't need to say the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't need to read the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Why? So he says, right now the assumption is you would be Yotzi the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's not dealing with it Mitzad Atzma. Not dealing with it from the he's not dealing with the question of how you yotze, why you yotze Yetzias Mitzrayim before the Zman Kriya Shema. Assuming he's taking that as a given right now, that you yotze. But even so, he's saying that that maybe you'll say you should repeat it again. Why? Because it's mashma from the Yerushalmi that you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim bizmano. And he says that's mashma that you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim with Parshas Kriya Shema Bizma Lechova. When you read the Parshas of Kriya Shema Lechova, that is when you should say Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's his kasha, right? That's his point, saying that why don't you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim again? The Yerushalmi's mashma that it must be read with Kriya Shema Shel Chova. And his whole point is you haven't done Kriya Shema Shel Chova in shul. You only do Kriya Shema Shel Chova when you get home. So why don't you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim again? Because of the Yerushalmi's requirement of Kriya Shema of Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmano, Bizman of Kriya Shema. So he gives a strange answer. He says you don't have to do it, right? It's also funny how he expresses it. He says, "Vim lo yirtza likros ella hashtei parshios bilvad zagile." It's enough. Why? Because even though the Yerushalmi implies that you have to say it with the Kriya Shema, filu, he says, "Well, filu achi, kevan shehizkir yitzias Mitzrayim bebrachos." Bishah Shekore Osa Bebesa Knesses Lo Matzrachinan Leilas Kira Pamacheres. Even though since you mentioned it, now this is the part that we've been very medayik on the lashon of here. Since you were Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Ben Simon says in the brachos, when you were reading Kriya Shema in shul, that's enough. Okay, so the strangeness in the strange part of the what's difficult with the Rabbeinu Yonah is what's his point over here? If his point is that the Yerushalmi is just a kiyum, and you really yotze when you mask your Yetzias Mitzrayim anytime, even not in the Shas Kriya Shema, so why is he focusing on the fact that you said it bebrachos? Right? Why is he focusing on the fact that you said it bebrachos? Why does he just say you read the third parasha already? You read that parsha already. You see when you read the parsha the first time. But he seems to be saying that it's because you read it already in the brachos, somehow that fulfills the Yerushalmi to a certain extent. That's like a fulfillment of the Yerushalmi. Now, the point is like this. The question is like this. Is he saying, this is something you have to decide. I mean, as a Baal Svara, when you have a problem like this, you have to decide this question. Is the Rabbeinu Yonah saying the Yerushalmi says X, but we just don't care that much about the Yerushalmi? It is true the Yerushalmi says to do this, but whatever. We're not going to make you do what the Yerushalmi says. Right? Or is he saying that even though the Yerushalmi says this, this is somewhat of a fulfillment of the Yerushalmi itself? Right? So if he just meant we don't care about the Yerushalmi, why does he say that you said it in the brachos? That's what's troubling. Right? Just say you said it. He said it already. Right? So it seems like he's saying we do care about the Yerushalmi. But somehow or other, the requirement of the Yerushalmi of being maski, it's Yisrael b'shaitah, right, b'zmano, is somehow fulfilled when you say the brachos and mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the brachos with Kriya Shema before the Zman of Kriya Shema. So that's the question. What's the equivalency between those two things? How is being maski Yetzias Mitzrayim be brachos in the brachos of Kriya Shema in shul before the Zman of Kriya Shema accomplish the same thing that saying Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Kriya Shema Shel Chova accomplishes? Right? So you must conclude right away one thing, that it's not that the Yerushalmi is not saying you must have these two Kiyumei Mitzvah together, meaning to say they're like one Kiyuma Mitzvah. Right? Because you can't, then it'll be impossible. The Yerushalmi simply means that the mitzvah of Yitzias Zechiras Yitzias Yisrayim is a mitzvah that must be done together with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in terms of mitzvos. Then when you say Yitzias Yisrayim before the Zman Kriya Shema, there's no way that you could have accomplished that. It's not possible. Right? So you must say that when the Yerushalmi says you have to say Kriya Shema, that you should say Zechiras Yitzias Yisrayim with the Kriya Shema Bizmana, it's not because of the Kiyum of Kriya Shema per se has to be with Yitzias Yisrayim. But what? But the Kriya Shema Bizmana, the fact that you say Yitzias Yisrayim and Kriya Shema Bizmana creates a certain Tziruf. Okay, that's the approach we're trying to take. It creates a certain tziruf between the two. Okay, that there's a seder of your asiyas ha-mitzvah. And what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is essentially that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. The Yerushalmi is not saying that there's a takana, that these two mitzvahs must be done together. But it's saying that the zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be mitzuraf in halachic structure, halachically should be mitzuraf to the parsha of Kriya Shema. Okay? So when they're both chiyuvei mitzvah, the seder of asiya, the asiyas hagavra can be a mitzaref. He can order his chiyuvei mitzvah. That itself is the gavra is a mitzaref of the two mitzvos. Okay? But he's saying when it's not the Zman of Kriya Shema, so there's no tziruf of being misader mitzvahs, because there's no mitzvah of Kriya Shema when you're reading in the basic Knesset. But this is his chiddush. But since all the Yerushalmi really means is that there should be a tziruf between the kriya of Shema and the Yetzias Mitzrayim, since the brachos are instituted. And there's the tikkun of the bracha itself is mesudah around parshios of Kriya Shema. So then, the bracha is mitzuraf. In other words, in halachic structure, Chazal say when you recite Birkos Kriya Shema, they must be, or they should be, there's an idea of a Seder. Shneim lefoneha v'achas lacharel. There's an idea of a Seder. In the Birkos Kriya Shema, the brachos relate to the parshios in a certain idea of Seder. So he's saying, that's enough to have this tziruf. But the tziruf is going to exist in not in the parshios themselves, but in the bracha to the parshios. In the brachos to the parshios. Okay, because that's the tikkun brachos. The tikkun brachos is that they should be mesudar lifnei kriyashma and la'achar kriyashma. So from the standpoint of bracha, the bracha demands the parshios being read before it. The tikkun of the fulfillment of the kriyas of the brachos bishleimusa is to be al seder parshios. So that's enough, he's saying. The mitzvah of brachos can create the idea of seder. You understand? That's what he's saying. Saying since you did it be brachos. Even though it wasn't the mitzvah of Shema at the time, to have the order of parshios in terms of the mitzvah of the kriyos, but since it's through an inyan, since you did it through a seder brachos, that's enough to create the kiyum of the Yerushalmi, which is that the zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim should be mitzuraf beseder of parshios of the parshios of Shema. You understand? In other words, the point is like this. The point is you have to devaluate a little bit what the Yerushalmi is saying. Meaning to say, you can't say that Yerushalmi means literally you need the kiyum of Kriya Shema with the kiyum of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because then it's an immovable obstacle. And there's no way to be mekayim that in an alternative way. We're looking for an abstraction from that statement. In other words, what's that statement? What's the inyan of the statement? What's the concept of that? What's the concept of that statement? What's the real accomplishment of that? Right? What is this a? Or to put it better, what is reading Kriya Shema and Bizmana with Yetzias Mitzrayim a fulfillment of? So we're saying it's a fulfillment of the idea that there should be a tzeruf in Asiya between Kriya Shema and Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're two separate mitzvahs, but there should be a tzeruf in Seder between the two. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that idea of a tzeruf b'Seder can also be accomplished even when it's not the Zman Kriya Shema, if because of the brachos that demands a Kriya Shema. Understand? Now the brachos create a seder of Kriya Shema b'socham. So now you have when you're being mazki Yetzias Mitzrayim with the brachos, that, see, maybe it doesn't mean dafka the one in the bracha. It maybe just means in the setting of the brachos, because that's enough to create the whole inyan of seder.
You're saying that according to the start, what you say this.
Right. But if you just were coming, if you just come early and you just said the three parshios themselves, then he would say that would be nothing. In terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you would not be fulfilling the Yerushalmi. If you didn't do brachos, and it was before the Zman Kriya Shema, you just wanted to say three parshios of Shema, right, that, there's no Seder, because the first two parshios have no halachic significance on their own. So there's no Seder. There's no inyan of Seder. It's only because there's a halachic reality to the two parshios bizmana that now I can say I'm going to put this mitzvah before that mitzvah. Or when there's no mitzvah of Kriya Shema, when there's an inyan of brachos that creates a Seder. But there has to be a Seder. That's the underlying idea. Yesterday we were going deeper and we're trying to see yesterday, this is really, in terms of a brisker definition, this is good. What starts, where things start to unwind, is where you start saying, well, why do you need a Seder? Okay. That's where sometimes I go into that, but I want to make it clear. Over here, it could be a mosif gorer, because look, I might not know exactly what the right reason for the Seder is. But I can tell you that this is mukhrach from the Rabbeinu Yonah, that he's learning the inyan of Seder, and it could be accomplished in one of two ways. Now, sometimes people feel that they want to know, they feel unsatisfied, right? To just creating a category, just creating positing an abstract idea. So, and I agree. It's not the end of certainly not the end of the union. So sometimes to make it a little more plausible, to give you a reason to understand possibilities of what the Seder could be accomplishing, I'll discuss, because it's Yisrael, like the Rav says in Yom V'Layla, is a key in Kabbalah, Samach HaShemayim, whatever it is. But those are just, that's now it's more of a speculative arena. And the more you know about the inyan, and the better your speculation will be. But you shouldn't say, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't say, well, since he speculated on something that I don't like so much, then the underlying idea is not true. That I don't want you to do. If I propose this a particular, and you don't like it, don't. It shouldn't change your mind about the idea, the underlying approach. The underlying approach, I think, is true. Now, of course, if someone, this is not such a bad case, but there are some times where, a guy will say, well, this is the underlying approach. But the only thing is, every particular is the most outlandish possibility you could think of. That might be an indication that there's something wrong over here. But look, sometimes just stuck. But I like this. I think this is good. I think it's a good approach. I think it's a good solution. And I think it's mukhra from the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah. Yeah. The only last point to consider is, what does he mean by lo matzor chinan le? Right? Is he implying that it would be better? It would be bishleimusa. It does imply that. That the Yerushalmi could be saying two things. It could be expressing it b'shleimusa. But once you have some kiyum of it, we don't require you to redo it just for the shleimusa. Could be. Right? I mean, the only problem is that, you're definitely yotze. And you have to say, but you're not mekayim a separate mitzvah of the Rabbanan of being mitzayer to do. Certainly, Yosef Midrash.